Well, it's a convenient way of talking about technology in education. It's a certain kind of technology. We're not talking about blackboards, which is a technology. We're not talking about even video cassettes and so on. So it does really mean information and communications technology. But that's a very broad term, and you're right, it can be used in lots of different ways. I think most people now who have looked at this think of it as a continuum. And at one end you have no technology or no IT technology. Then you have classroom-based teaching where the technology is there, but it doesn't change anything. For instance, PowerPoint presentations in a lecture doesn't change the form of the lecture. Anybody waking up from the 13th century, walking in and seeing a PowerPoint presentation would know exactly what kind of thing they were in. They were in a university lecture theatre. Then you've got what I think is the most interesting area in campus-based teaching, where you have a mix of face-to-face and online, and then you get some interesting questions. What's best done face-to-face and what's best done online? And what are our tools for making those decisions? What kind of theories or procedures or processes can we use to make sure that we make the best use of the face-to-face contacts between professors and students, and between the students themselves, and also what can be best done online or is most conveniently done online. So we focus, so we do use the face-to-face time to its full advantage. And then there's the fully online programs for students who don't want to or can't come to campus. So you can see there's a continuum. And in fact, I don't think it's a continuum of courses. I think it's a continuum of students. For instance, what we should be thinking about is how can we design a course or a program where all kinds of students could take this course or programs? Students who can come to campus, students who really need a lot of face-to-face support, students who may be more mature and can take and can come to campus but would rather do quite a bit online. Could you design a course or program that would serve all those students? At the moment, we tend to chunk them up and say, all right, you're a distance student, so you do everything online. You're a face-to-face student, so you come on campus. I think that's particularly important for part-time students. The younger student who's, because you've got to pay more in fees now, you get a part-time job, but then you can come to campus, but you can't come on 24 by 7. You've got to only come certain times. So what should I be doing face to face, and what should I be doing online, and can this course accommodate me?